Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is now going to continue to teach the halachos about hadmana, insulating food on Shabbos. And the Mishnah is going to discuss that there are certain items which the food can be insulated in, and even when you insulate them, you can move those insulations with the food. And there are other types of insulations which you cannot touch and cannot move on Shabbos because they're muktzah. Tomnim bishlachen, we can insulate hot food with pelts. Pelts are animal hides, animal skins. Umetaltin lanosan, and you can move them. The reason why you're allowed to move these animal skins that are covering or insulating the food is because animal skins can be used for rugs on Shabbos. They have some type of purpose for Shabbos. And since they have a purpose that can be used for Shabbos, they're not considered muktzah. They can be moved. Begizei tzemer, you can insulate food on Shabbos with wool, v'ein metaltin lanosan, but you cannot move these wool shearings together with the food, because generally wool shearings are not used for a Shabbos purpose. Generally, wool shearings are used for threading or making clothing, which cannot be done on Shabbos. So gizei tzemer, if they're not used for insulation, are generally considered a muktzah. You cannot move them on Shabbos. Ketzad hu osa. So the Mishnah says, if you did insulate your food with these gizei tzemer, which can't be moved, how do you take the food out of the pot? Notel esa kisoy behin noflos. You remove the lid and they fall. The lid was holding up these gizei tzemer, these insulating pieces of wool. They fall to the side, and it's fine to let them fall. They are not considered as if they are a base to something muksa. You're allowed to make them fall, as long as you don't touch them. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Kupa mata altsida benotel. You turn the box on its side. The pot was sitting inside of a box. Between the pot and the box were these gizei tzemer that were insulating the food. So you tip the box to the side, v'notel, you take the food out, shema yitol v'ein yachol ha'chzor. You don't actually take the pot out of the box, because if you take the pot out of the box, these insulations are going to fall, these gizei tzemer will fall down, and Rabbi Elazar is concerned that when you put the pot back, you might move these gizei tzemer around, which are muksa, in order to put the pot back into the box. Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, no to l'machzor, you can take the pot out of the box. The Chachamim don't argue with Rabbi Elazar that the gizei tzemer are muksa, but what they do argue is that they're not concerned that if the person puts the pot back into the box, that he will touch and move around the gizei tzemer. So they allow you to take the pot out of the box. Lo kisoa mibeod yom, lo yechasenu mishetech shach. If he did not cover the pot when it was yet day, he may not cover it after dark. A person cannot cover a pot that was already not covered before Shabbos, because it might heat up the heating process on Shabbos. Kisahu ben Esgala. But if it was covered as Shabbos started, and later he uncovered it, much lachasoso, he may cover it again. Mamali esakiton v'nosen latachas hakar o tachas hakesas. Now the Mishnah says that one can fill a bottle with any type of liquid and place it under a cushion or under a bolster in order to keep it chilled. We learned previously that one is not allowed to cause food to stay to heat up more on Shabbos, but what you can do is you can put something under a pillow in order to keep the chill or to keep the temperature of it on Shabbos. Perek Chamishi. Now the Mishnayos is going to talk about things that can be transported on animals on Shabbos. One is forbidden to transport a burden on an animal on the Shabbos, either through a public domain or Shus HaRabim, from a private to public domain. But the Chachamim allowed someone to move an animal on Shabbos while carrying things that are necessary for the animal's travel. So, b'meh b'hohima yotza, b'meh eino yotza. The Mishnah says, with what can an animal go out, and with what can an animal not go out? Yotze hagamal ba'afsar. A camel can go out with a curb. A curb is a rope tied to the mouth of the animal in order to lead it. V'naka b'chatam. and also a different species of camel, which is a nakab khatam, can go out with a nose ring. A nose ring also used to tie a rope to so that you can lead the animal. The luv dikis before mibia, and a donkey can go out with a bit, also a type of harness that goes around the head and the jaws of the animal. These are not considered burdensome on the animal. These are necessary to move it. Vesus v'sher, a horse can go out with a neck chain. V'chol bali hasher, yotzim v'sher, and any other animal that needs a neck chain in order to move it can also use this and wear this neck chain and can be led into the streets with this neck chain on them on Shabbos. V'nimshach v'sher, you can pull it with the neck chain, says the Mishnah. U'mazin aleihen v'tovim v'koman. The Mishnah goes on to say that these types of metals, these bits, these small harnesses that are on the animal, have the ability to contract tumah. And in order to take the tumah away, you can sprinkle on the mei para aduma while it's on the animal. And you can even take the animal's head and dip it into a mikvah while it's on the animal's head. We don't have to be concerned that it's going to be the chatzitza between the animal's face and the piece of metal, that the water won't go through. You can actually take the animal's head, dip it into the mikvah, and tovel the pieces of metal, these harnesses, as they are still on the animal.